You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Moira. I'm here to help you.
Miss, this is the place where I can hear what I want?
Yes, it is.
An extract from the dramatic final episode of the third season of The Handmaid's Tale as a group of children escape to safety in Canada. The TV series is shown in Australia on SBS and based on a novel by Canadian author Margaret Atwood. In the book, after a devastating war, the United States of America has become Gilead, under the control of a fundamentalist patriarchal government. Women have four roles in Gilead society: wives, housemaids, childbearers, or prostitutes. Now Margaret Atwood has written a sequel to the original book, which was first published in 1985. At the London launch of The Testaments, fans like Anne Cooper said nearly 35 years after the first publication, the lot of women has not improved in the real world.
The world in some ways is becoming a worse place for women, and particularly in the United States.
Another fan, Stacey Morris, says the book is important because of its stance on feminism.
My daughter is 12 and she's just starting to understand like feminism and the importance of being a woman and how important it is for women's rights. And I'd really like for her to read this in the future and be able to share this with her. And I'm hoping that when she does A-levels, if she does, that she'll also study The Handmaid's Tale, as did I, and we can read this and the next book together.
Writer Neil Gaiman says when he originally read the first book, he saw it not so much as a feminist novel, but as a science fiction story.
I didn't think of it as feminist fiction. I just thought of it as one of the best pieces of science fiction that I've read. Although at the time it seemed like it was describing a future that was obviously impossible because we were all much too sensible ever to get to that place. The strangest thing for me now is looking at the world we're in and going, no, that world is a hop, a skip, and a jump away.
Like Neil Gaiman, Margaret Atwood did not originally believe that her dystopian novel was anything other than a story. But she told America's PBS NewsHour, as time has gone by, it's become more than that.
If I had thought, let's write a sequel to The Handmaid's Tale of this kind in 1999, I would have said, why bother? We're not going there. Surely people are moving away from that. Mm. But in the moment in which we now exist, that's not true anymore.
Ms. Atwood says she's always been interested in how totalitarian states come into being. And she says it was important for her to sound a warning with the new novel.
You can't ignore the fact that there are a number of regimes that have come into power that have these kinds of ideas in mind. The thing they have in common is they all want to roll back women's rights.
Neil Gaiman says the novel is, indeed, a warning.
I can absolutely see us tumbling in there. And one of the things I love about what Margaret Atwood actually created was she built something that could be a warning.
The book, The Testaments, was published this week, and a fourth series of The Handmaid's Tale is expected to air on TV in mid-2020. Alan Lee, SBS News.